Hi, everyone, and welcome to I Am Health is Wealth with our host, Dr. Dalal Alkhouri. Dr. Dalal, how are you? And I know you're excited about the episode today.
Neil, I am very excited.
I know you're
I'm
excited.
excited because we're going to help tons of people, and that matters so much to me.
And our topic today is BHRT. And we're going to just start out by what are the symptoms of menopause?
A lot of people don't even know that at times just forgetting your keys could be a symptom of cognitive dysfunction. When your hormone, especially estrogen, goes down, your cognitive dysfunction, you start forgetting where your keys are, forgetting your phone number, just forgetfulness is one. Now, most people know about hot flashes and upset and emotional, can't sleep. So you have a lot of mood disorder. One thing that most people don't know, which is really, really important, is osteoporosis. Is your bones become very soft. Calcium leaches out of your bones and you start breaking your bones. Now, how do you know if you're broken your bones when you start doing like this? You're 5'6" or 5'5", and now you're 5'4". And you don't even know. All what you know that I used to be 5'5". I used to be 5'6". So you become shorter. Okay, so then one other thing that really bothers people is being obese. I mean, obese is nothing, it's just gaining weight. So you have moody, you have want to pull your hair, being upset, you don't sleep well, you're angry, you have mood disorders, you forget stuff. So really, it's really miserable to have those at times the menopausal symptoms. And that's really that's really what it is.
Awesome. What is bioidentical hormone therapy?
Wonderful. So bioidentical means those hormones that we're using are as similar to your own hormones as possible. These are extracted from yam and soy, but they are still compounded where they can mimic your estrogens and progesterone, and they're not purely synthetic. So that's why BHRT means bioidentical hormone replacement therapy. So it's really about replacing your hormones with hormones that are as similar to you as possible. In the past, they used to use equine urine, which is urine from horses in order for them to extract the estrogens from horses. Imagine it's not your estrogen. Imagine how destructive that can be. So it used to create tons of problems. Now we're extracting those bioidentical hormones from either yam or soy.
How to minimize your risk? How can you minimize your risk of heart disease during?
Well, most of the time, most people don't realize estrogen is protective to your heart. Estrogen helps your heart. So estradiol, which is E2, is really good helper for the heart. So it protects the heart from having heart attacks. It protects from the blood vessel from being too tight. It protects you from having calcium deposit in your blood vessels, because when your estrogen drops, calcium leaches out of your bones. And when calcium leaches out of your bones, it deposits in the blood vessel intima, which is inflamed. If your blood vessel, the inside of the vessel, is wounded or inflamed, then calcium starts depositing. So estrogen keeps the calcium inside your bones. Once calcium goes down, mostly estradiol, calcium is leached out, and then you start having issues. So really important to understand why estrogen is important for protective and protective for heart. And it's not only protective for only women, but also help men to be protected from heart disease. So even men need some estrogens.
What is hormone therapy for menopause?
Well, there are several different ways to treat menopause. So menopause is a time where women who are so productive and so helpful are suffering. They're miserable. They look older. Estrogen, we have receptors for estrogen, progesterone, testosterone in every single cell in your body. So when you're having issues, you start, you know, your skin looks dehydrated, you lose your elasticity, you really look ugly. So what kind of things can we do for you? Number one, we can help you by not only replacing your hormones, but helps you with your stress level. So if people have high cortisol, high adrenals, and we're not able to help the adrenals, even if we give them testosterone replacement or estrogen replacement or progesterone replacement, is they can have trouble. So part of the therapy is to know where you're at, check your levels, and once you know your levels, you address them properly, uniquely. There's not one size fits all. It's not just, okay, this is how much you need. Each one is individual. That's what we call precision medicine. It's tailored just for you. We know your estrogen level, your testosterone level, your progesterone level, your E1, E2, E3, which is all three different kinds of estrogens. And based on that, we formulate a formula and we send it to the compounder. So we create a formula just for you.
Will you need blood tests before treatment with BHRT?
Absolutely. The biggest problem is to go on anything. As I said, one size fits all does not work. You need to know what you're treating. If your estrogen is too high and give you estrogen, is bad. And it's malpractice. I want to know what your levels are. I want to treat you based on this. Also, when you treat anybody with hormones, you want to not only know, you want to also know how they metabolize their hormones. You know, what are you doing to metabolize your hormones? You know, are you having methylation issue? Are you not able to metabolize your estrogens? And do you need more estrogen? Is your estrogen converting from E1, which is a very bad estrogen, to E2, or vice versa, because they can go either direction? You have estrogen 1, estrogen 2, and estrogen 3. Estrogen 1 is called estrone. It's cancer-promoting hormone. Estradiol is the worker of estrogen. It helps you with memory. It helps you with the heart. It helps with your beauty, for sexuality. And E3 is protective from cancer. Now, if we don't know each one where they are and if they're metabolizing properly, then we're in trouble.
So that's so interesting to look at the different things that they don't talk about in the doctor's office enough. You hear estrogen, but you don't know about the different forms and different things of estrogen. So very intriguing stuff to look and probably discover more on another podcast. Is bioidentical hormone replacement therapy approved by the FDA?
Yes! It is finally approved by the FDA. The FDA since 2018 have approved the use of bioidentical hormone for you to feel good and look good. Now, most people think BHRT is only for women. BHRT is for men and women. So you're lucky, man. Now you can be treated and optimize your hormones and look good, feel good, and enjoy life at any age.
Will my insurance cover bioidentical hormone replacement therapy?
Most of the time, no. So some of your labs could be covered. Some of your labs may not be covered. Most importantly, and the compounded hormone most likely are not covered. However, is it important to feel good, look good, and have optimized cognitive function? Or do you want to really, is it better for you to look like me at 68 and be able to work and be productive and help people, or just be, I am tired. I can't wake up in the morning. You deserve it. You deserve it, even if they don't pay for it, whether they do or don't. You deserve to look good. You deserve to have optimized hormone, and you deserve to feel great. What do you think?
I think it's very, very important. And this is the stuff that's changed the way medicine and how to become healthy. To be able to have these options is tremendous for sure. Why use hormone pellets and creams?
Well, there is, okay, so when we decide, you come to my office and we decide you deserve to be on hormones. How do we do that? You have a history, you have some symptoms, then we do some lab, and now we decide we have hormones. You need hormone replacement therapy, you mean, to optimize your hormone and for you to look good and feel good and enjoy life. So when we do that, we give you options, okay? Either you do what we call transdermal, which is creams, or you do pellets, or sometimes you can do troches, which is under the tongue. Now, for progesterone, for example, the most best way to use progesterone would be orally because it goes through the liver and it turns into GABA and it really helps you to feel less anxious, less nervous, and less moody. So it has to be oral. Progesterone needs to be taken oral, needs to be taken at night before you sleep. Estrogens and testosterone, which women deserve and need testosterone as well, can be either given as a pellet. Why is pellet good at times? Because pellets help you to really forget for at least 3 or 4 months to have to apply creams on. Now, when you apply cream, it's very important to remember that the creams, you have to change sites. You cannot use the very same site every time. Otherwise, it will not be absorbed. Then also, you're at the mercy of the skin, your skin. If your skin is not absorbing properly, it may not work. If the cream is used to transdermal, it could have toxins in it, even though you have no idea. So, and it's not 100% sure that you get it. For men, if they have testosterone, for example, and they get 100 milligrams of testosterone and they use it and they put it on the chest and then they have intimacy and the women start to have a mustache. So at times using transdermal may not be as good. So why is transdermal? What are the side effects of transdermal or what the drawbacks of transdermal is? You have to remember to do it every day. You have to change sites every day. So you need to know a pattern. Where did you start? Where did you move it? And then the neck would be an area where blood vessels are. So you want to make sure that the absorption is correct. So it takes more effort to remember. So it's something that you have to remember every day. And then one other thing, it has to be cyclical. So you have to be 5 days on and 2 days off. So it's a lot of complications for some people who don't want to think. So sometimes pellets after the beginning, starting with estrogen creams, then you can start on pellets because you just have your pellets subdued. It's just a small cut, and then you insert the pellets, the exact dose. You get the same levels that you need at all time. You don't have the ups and downs and you don't have all that. And then you don't have to remember it. And then you don't have to transmit your estrogen to a man and it becomes estrogen problem. And you don't have to have a man transmit that testosterone to you. You don't have to have mustache. So at times, pellets may be more convenient for some people. At times, transdermal or creams may be convenient, some others. And we give people choices. We tell them, this is your choice.
Okay.
So that's your choice. It's your health. It's your wealth. It's your choice.
All right. So, what are some dangers of estrogens?
Well, estrogens is pro-cancer. It can cause cancer, whether it's bioidentical or not. Estrogen can cause cancer. So you need to be mindful of excess estrogen. So if you're taking estrogen, you want to make sure that you're not taking excess estrogen, that you're able to methylate estrogens, and you don't overdo estrogens, especially when we live in an environment where everything we're eating or drinking has estrogens in it. So that's really, 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 really important.
Okay.
So understand that we are in an environment where estrogen is everywhere. Everywhere we have estrogen. All the we call those xenoestrogens. Xenoestrogens are extremely dangerous for you. And what we want is to make sure that you get the right hormone balance, the right amount, and you also have estrogen metabolism that is safe. So if you're able to methylate and detox your excess estrogen, you're safe. But estrogen can cause cancer if it's in excess.
Where is the best place people can find information on you? You have two different places for people to check you out, right? The side of
You can TikTok would be a great place. My Facebook, my handle is at Dr. Della Akuri. You can find me on Instagram. You can find me on YouTube. You can find me on Facebook. And don't forget, look me up at AwareMed. This is Dr. Akuri, who loves each and every one of you. And I want you to feel good, look great at any age. You don't need to lose your mind. You don't need to be shorter. You don't have to. You can be perfectly erect and happy. You have to have skin that looks incredible. You know that on even TikTok, when they analyzed my skin, they thought I'm 47. I'm really 69, almost. And I have no makeup. Look at me.
All right. Thanks again, Dr. Akuri. Again, that was I Am Health as Well, guys. Take care.